Good morning. It's Friday the 1st of June and I'm recording this again in the apartment. I'm having a quiet day after quite a busy week again. Time in Paris is drawing to a close and I'm having to come to terms with not getting to see a number of things that I had hoped to see, but that's okay. There's always the future. On Wednesday, we went over to the 9th arrondissement, and while we were there, we came across a bookshop called Librairie Ozanne, and it specialises in artists' books. And so naturally we went in and were looking around, and I spotted a little sort of vintage book with an interesting hole in the cover, and so I asked if I could take a closer look at that, and Denis Ozanne took it out of the cabinet for me and opened it up and revealed one of the first tunnel books. So if you know about tunnel books at all, or rather in case you don't know about tunnel books, I should say it's a book that has at least one kind of hole or opening in the cover, and traditionally the older ones, these were really more just like peepholes. They were derived from early peep shows, and you look through, and the first one that he showed me dated from the 1850s and was about the Thames Tunnel, the digging of the Thames Tunnel, which I think was for the train under the Thames River in London. And you look through this hole and you can see a three-dimensional scene that goes right the way back, all printed and coloured, cut out figures in paper. And it was quite beautiful and remarkable. It was a very exciting thing to stumble upon. And then I found that he had a number of other ones. Notre Dame, naturally, which was beautiful. There were about four or five. And unfortunately, I didn't come away with one because the cheapest was 1,200 euros and they went up to 3,000. So bit beyond my pocket, but it was still a wonderful thing to just stumble on. Anyway, that's all for now.